Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterance. Today is the day that I love more than any other scripture. It speaks of the denial of Peter and how he was forgiven. Amen. These words come about in our practice for Mark's chapter 14 in verses 66 through 72. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the high priest's maids came along. Seeing Peter warming himself, she looked intently at him and said, "You too were with the Nazarene, Jesus." But he denied it, saying, "I neither know nor understand what you are talking about." So he went out into the outer court. Then the cock crowed. The maid saw him and began to say to the bystanders, "This man is one of them." Once again, he denied it. A little later, the bystanders said to Peter once more, "Surely you are one of them, for you too are a Galilean." He began to curse and to swear, "I do not know this man about whom you are talking." And immediately a cock crowed a second time. Then Peter remembered the word that Jesus had said to him, "Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." He broke down and wept. The most famous denial of any person ever known. Peter denying Jesus. His denial coincided with his foretelling of Peter's response and how he would use it to place the rock of the church on claiming life eternal against the gates of hell. Peter, like Paul, are truly forgiven and lived redeemed as the teachers of the church's very beginning. Matthew 16, 18 through 19 says it best, "And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the nether world shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Peter was to be forgiven surely, for God knew he would deny him. For in this denial, he won freedom to preach truly about him, about Jesus, and the news we call good became everything to him and those around him. The beginning of the church began with a denial to save his life from certain death, or at least not until God's will was fulfilled to establish the church on earth forevermore. Surely you have done the same. You have denied him and sought freedom from being associated with him by your lack of practice, seeing the word of God as a chore instead of the love that resides from it not a soul can ignore. One day each and every one will say, "God, help me," as others repeat his name, unceasingly praying aloud for you in their proclamation of being true. You too can become one of these. Practice, proclaim, and pray unceasingly, mind and soul. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." We're praying for the soul of Warren Michaels, who's in his last few moments of life. We pray for a smooth transition, as we like to pray for those who are dying, that they may receive the peace of the Lord. Amen. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We always pray for my beautiful wife, Toni, and my beautiful mother Betty, whose birthday is this Friday. Amen. We pray for those who are dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for our niece Brittany. Pray for our Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother. And pray for those who are around us experiencing questions about the real church we proclaim each day. We say all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our prayer is that you come to understand that beauty of the church and why it is where it is today. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 to 20 depicts. Then my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. We're in chapter 14, with verses 66 through 72. It is a four-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Jesus' Words Peter Remembers, Times 3 Denied. Courtyard below Peter stood warm, maid of priest high stopped with a scorn. Him she intently looked at, completely torn. Jesus the Nazarene, with you, someone you adorn. Saying his denial, you're talking about nothing I know. Court outer Peter went as the cock crowed. Again seen by the maid, and she let him know with a show. Bystanders she addressed about him, and Jesus, he had nowhere to go. Denying it came swift, immediately he had known. Later, bystanders asked him them with, surely you are. Galilean too are you, they said, obviously shown. Swear and curse began Peter, stated, no man not. From afar. Second time crowing cock immediately crowed. Jesus' words Peter remembers times three denied. Before crowing cock cried aloud, Peter showed, weeping and broken down, running to hide the face that lied. Amen. I'm Tom Shokers Wiggins. It's November 17th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 4:53 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-led. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we close today at 8:44. Running a little over today, some good stuff today about the church and its beginning and the denial that strengthened the church's beginning and why it did so. Amen. We say, in the name of Jesus, we close. God bless John and Marie as we do each day. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. Well, we go to 9. Feeling fine. Jesus. Amen.